Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, January the 9th, 2026, 17 minutes past the hour. Hope you're having a great morning. Matt Morgan joins me live in studio here, and I'm corrected now because I got two messages from listeners out there this morning, Mary and Brenda. Thank you for the messages, because we're talking about this 250th anniversary of the country, which Marion is also celebrating. And I guess every month they're going to have a different theme. And January's theme is what? First and Originals? Okay. So the four people that they have chosen are Mary Ellen Withrow. I go right along with that one, no doubt about it. Jim Thorpe, go right along with that one, no doubt about it. Now, I said Dr. Frederick Smith wrong. Well, I'm corrected, because Dr. Frederick Smith founded the Smith Clinic. He was he served in the Ohio House of Representatives, and he was mayor of Marion. So, yes, I think Dr. Frederick Smith, unfortunately, time has forgotten him. It was the early 1900s. He was mayor of Marion from 1936 to 1939. He resigned that position to become the 76th U.S. Congress. He served in five succeeding Congresses, 1939 to 1951, before resuming his medical practice in Marion. Died in 1956. So, yes, I would have to put him on the list.
Yep.
Founded the Smith Clinic, was a mayor in the early days of Marion, and also, near as I can tell, may have been the first congressperson from Marion.
I don't think Marion does a very good job of keeping track of its history.
Well, not that guy.
Apparently not.
Not Dr. Frederick Cleveland Smith.
I mean, that's not even that long ago. He was alive during World War I and World War II.
Yeah, but he died in the 50s, so
almost right. Well, I think right before Vietnam. I think Vietnam started in 55.
Well, he died in 56.
Oh, well, he saw the start of Vietnam, even.
No, that was 65, I believe.
Vietnam?
Yeah.
I thought it lasted 20 years, because it ended in 75.
Well, no, because it happened during Kennedy.
Man, I'll look it up real fast.
Anyway.
Yep.
The point is, okay, so, and the fourth person on that list is Charlie Evers. So, how do you feel about the list?
Yeah, but we didn't have any troops there until, major troops there until 65. Started in 55, though. So, started in 65 for us.
I don't know why you doubted me, but go ahead.
What was the question? Sorry.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I can't multitask.
The list.
Oh, yes.
First and Originals.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think he fits. I mean, I'd put Dr. Smith on there.
Okay.
Yep. So, I mean, now, I was defending the pick of Charlie earlier, but, you got Mary Ellen, you got Jim Thorpe, you got Dr. Frederick Smith, I do believe was his first name, and you got Charlie Evers. Now, Charlie, I'm not gonna lie, influential person in Marion, did a lot for the community, but he was certainly not Mary Ellen or Jim Thorpe. Or Dr. Frederick Smith.
Now, we've also had President Harding.
Yep.
We've also had Norman Thomas.
Yep.
We've also had Madge Cooper.
You say Marilyn Meskey?
Marilyn Meskey. Yeah. There's four people.
Marianne Michaels, you could throw her, I guess. I mean, I don't know that she's from here.
She wasn't born here, no. No. But I don't know that that's even, is that a, because if that's a prerequisite, then Charlie should not be on
the list. Charlie got to get knocked off the list.
So I'm not really sure who does these lists, but somebody should probably look at them.
Well,
but good for them, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, good news, I guess.
This is the problem. You say we don't preserve our history well. I don't think we know our history very well.
Well, we would know it better if we preserved it well.
No, I just don't think we know it.
Why don't we have like a Marion history class in school? I would have taken that.
Well, It all depends on what's going on. Phone lines are open. What do you think of the list? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. We're always interested in hearing from you. So apparently that list is pretty good.
Yeah, I think so.
That's I'd go with 75% of it. Now, what?
I don't know. I mean, that's fine.
No, there are other places to put Charlie on the list. I'm not saying he can't be on the list, but I'm just, you know, that group just seems a little different.
I'd agree, yeah.
But whatever.
He's an original, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Minnesota video. You watched it.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Would I have shot the lady? No. The guy was kind of like, he was off to the left of her car, but like, I mean, I could see how the dude thought he was going to get hit by a car, but again, I wouldn't have, I mean, you don't just shoot people. But, also, I think the dude has some kind of like PTSD problem because he had previously been hit and injured and like dragged by a car in a traffic stop, I don't know, years prior. So, I think
maybe not the person to be having doing traffic stops.
Yeah, I mean, I think if now maybe he didn't know how to the extent that it affected him, but I don't know that I would put that guy on traffic stops. So, yes, it seems to me that he had some I think he kind of freaked out. Now, that's not a defense. I mean, you can't just go shooting people. I would definitely remove the man or something. I don't know how you go about that.
Like I said, I don't understand.
Not a good choice.
If your car is at a complete stop and you start to back up, why would people not move?
They moved in front of the car. That was the problem. You don't get in front of a car.
So again,
and by the way, the dude who got in front of the car and shot, the dude who got in front of the car was the same dude who was hit and dragged previously during a traffic stop. I think if anybody would know to not get in front of the car, it'd be the dude who was hit and dragged by a car previously.
So now do you agree with the mayor?
Well, I mean, I never didn't agree with the mayor. I didn't know the situation very well.
Well,
so I couldn't say whether he was right or wrong. I mean, I would probably ask them to leave after they shoot somebody as well. But,
is this what's supposed to happen in America?
Well, I mean, no.
There you go. Yeah. So here we are.
I think there are lots of things that happened before Trump that weren't supposed to happen in America, and I think there are plenty of things that'll happen after that weren't supposed to happen. Why? I think it's just particularly rough right now. They're stacking them up too quick.
Well, why are ICE agents doing traffic stops in Minnesota?
Also, I want to know why she was pulled over. Or I don't know. She was parked on the side of the road, it looked like. I want to know why they were coming to her car door to begin with.
Well, I think there were even protests going on in that area against having ICE in the neighborhood.
So I don't know what's up with that. I don't know if they like asked her to pull off or whatever, but I mean, I don't think you can just stop people for no reason. And yeah.
No.
I don't think it was not good.
Now again, if anybody's got an opinion on this, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. This is 740-383-9944. Our friends Terry and Lee had rather strong opinions about that yesterday, I think it was. Kind of had a little contretemps there on the air. It kind of went back and forth there for a minute.
Well, I mean, I don't think I should be doing... I mean, ICE's job, I guess, is immigration control or whatever. But, like, I mean, I think that there's certainly better ways to go about it than how they've been going about it.
Well, what do you make of the whole daycare thing in general?
Daycare thing?
Yeah, the
Somali daycare thing?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's another one of those things I don't know much about. I mean, they found a ring of daycares run by Somali immigrants that actually weren't daycares. They had no kids in them, and they were just, I guess, taking federal grants. It's a scheme, scam, however you want to phrase that.
Well, I guess, why is this such a conversation in Ohio where Mike DeWine has to defend against rumors? And again, if there's proof, then present it.
I didn't know that Mike DeWine was defending rumors.
Oh, yeah, he's had press conferences and all kinds of things.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess somebody saw the news, right? Not somebody, a lot of somebody saw the news and said that, you know, Somalian daycare that had no kids, therefore all Somalian daycares have no kids, I guess. I couldn't tell you. I guess that was the thought process there.
Well, Vivek Ramaswamy chooses his running mate this week.
Yes.
State Senator McCauley, and Amy Acton chooses hers, David Pepper. What do you think?
I think that McCauley has a good bit of political experience, so I think that bodes well for Vivek. And I think that David Pepper is, you know, he was, to my understanding, a good head of the Democratic Party. Doesn't have much experience, to my understanding, actually in office, I suppose, but certainly been around politics for a long time, and, you know, good fundraiser and that kind of thing. Nice enough fellow. Met him at Mary Ellen's birthday party.
Yeah, nice man. Nice guy. Certainly political.
Yeah.
And nothing wrong with that.
Well, he's running, he's a politician. I'd hope he's political.
Well, I mean, he was political at the birthday party.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Where most people were.
Birthday party, yeah.
So I thought that was interesting on the whole, and then come to find out he's the lieutenant governor candidate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's good, I guess. Good for him. You know, good fundraiser. Yeah, that's good for, I guess, both of them.
I don't know where it all goes, though. I mean, I think they've checked the boxes now. People with experience. People who are, one's a man. Well, both are men, but in Amy Acton's case, I think it had to be a man. And in Vivek Ramaswamy's case, I think it had to be somebody who was, unfortunately, Caucasian.
I don't know. I don't know. I really cannot fathom not electing somebody because he's brown. Doesn't make any sense.
Well, I guess the question is, why have we never done it? Because certainly people have ran.
I don't know. I mean,
No qualified people?
I honestly don't know who's all run for governor in the past.
Well, I'm just saying, no qualified candidates?
I'm sure there's been at least one of them was qualified.
At any time, any place, ever in the history of governors of Ohio, just couldn't get one.
Well, how many have run? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. People always like to say, well, I'm not going to vote for a person because they're a woman. I'm not going to vote for a person because they're...
I don't know anybody who likes to say those things.
Oh, I do.
Really?
Yeah, they say, I'm not going to vote for a person just because they're a woman.
I'm not going to vote for a woman.
No, that's not what I said. I said, I'm not going to vote
for... Oh, just because she's a woman.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't vote for somebody just because she's a woman.
Right. And so they also say, I'm not going to vote for someone just because they are non-white.
Sure.
Okay. But yet, we've never elected any a woman or a non-white person in Ohio as governor. Now, wouldn't you think if everybody's so profoundly enlightened that it would have happened just somewhere along the line?
I mean, how many have run?
Well, we've got 200 years
here.
Well,
I know Nan Whaley ran.
Was the first woman to ever get the nomination of either major party.
Oh, well, sounds to me like we haven't had one because there were no women that had won the nomination.
Right. So
and apparently Nan Whaley wasn't all that strong a candidate because DeWine...
Back to my point again. Just aren't any?
Well, I'm sure there's...
Just nobody wanted to run?
Well, I mean, you know...
Mary Taylor ran. Heather Hill's running.
Heather Hill.
Mary Taylor was the lieutenant governor at the time. She couldn't even get the nomination.
Who got the nomination that year?
DeWine.
Well, you know, I think DeWine did pretty well.
Well, he wasn't the lieutenant governor.
I understand that, but DeWine had also been around forever.
Okay. But again, no woman would ever slip through the cracks. Just that's just, it's just coincidence.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
Ken Blackwell ran, didn't win. Nan Whaley ran, didn't win.
Yeah.
Mary Taylor ran, didn't win.
Who was
just all bad candidates?
What did Mary Taylor do?
Lieutenant governor.
Is that it?
No, I'm sure she did stuff before that.
Well, I mean, if you can't tell me what she did, then I'm sure she, you know, I don't know.
Well, tell me what any of these people did.
Well, I mean, to my understanding, DeWine did everything.
No, anything but
DeWine.
No, tell me what Rich Cordray did. You don't know off the top of your head.
Isn't Cordray the one who was in the education department under the Biden administration? Or is that Kucinich?
No.
Nope.
No, see, you don't even know
Cordray.
You don't know Kucinich.
I think it's Cordray.
No, but my point is nobody knows what these people do off the top of their head. What Bill O'Neill do?
I don't know who Bill O'Neill is.
There you go. He ran for governor.
When?
2018.
Oh, well, you know, I would have been...
But my point is if these things were just having their natural course, a woman would have slipped in there at some point. Somebody who wasn't a white man would have slipped in there at some point.
I guess we thought that there were better people.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I got. I guess we thought there were better people.
Well, we'll find out.
Well, I mean, I think we don't have a choice now. I mean, you're getting the first either way.
So you don't believe that there are people who won't vote for somebody for those reasons?
I'm sure there are, but I don't think it's all that, like, big a number.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's being made out like a quarter of the voting population won't vote for him because they're white or not, or sorry, because they're not white.
I don't know
or
if it's
a
quarter.
I mean, I think it's, I mean, minimal percentage. I mean, small number.
But enough to swing an election with two people.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I do.
I don't know.
I do because I have to look. If it had happened before now, I would say no.
Well, because, I mean, even... Okay, if I was a person who wouldn't elect somebody because they were not white or a woman, I would probably just, in this election, abstain from voting, or I just wouldn't go vote.
No,
so, I don't have a count. Like, my vote, there's no... I mean, it's not...
I'm saying if it didn't matter, then in the last 200 years, it just would have happened. They would not have all been white men. At some point, it would have happened.
Well, I mean, and in the last 200 years, I mean, you know, there was some disparagement there. I mean, women didn't get the right to vote until Harding.
Okay, well, I'm going to say in the last 100 years, one would have slipped in.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean...
That's the problem. The longer you go without it happening, you have to wonder why not happened.
I mean...
If it doesn't mean anything.
I don't know. I mean, there was a pretty. I mean, there. You know, America was a pretty racist place there for a good bit. So.
Well, isn't that the point I'm making?
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, 100 years is, you know, a long time. I mean, we're you know, I think the last. I don't know. I just don't think it's as big a thing. I don't think it's gonna. Throw elections. I mean, like, even... Okay, anyway, by your logic, if I wouldn't vote for Vivek because he's a non-white Hindu, and I wouldn't vote for Amy Acton because she's a woman, I guess, I just wouldn't vote in that election, therefore, it doesn't really make a difference.
No, because I'm not saying you're against almost.
I voted for one person over the other, then you know, I put in a vote. But if I don't vote for either of them, then it's up to the people who voted.
No, because those are your only choices.
You don't have to vote.
Right, but most people do.
I understand.
So they're going to choose.
Well, I could go into the ballot box.
How many times over the last few years have we heard lesser of two evils? Apparently, these people don't like any of the candidates that are being given.
I'm not a fan of the lesser of two evils.
Well,
I want to get a good candidate.
Well, you can't tell me
give
you don't
hear
that.
Give me a good candidate, and I vote for the good candidate. I don't want lesser of two evils, because the lesser of two evils is still evil.
But you can't tell me you don't hear that all the time.
Yes.
That's how we vote in America.
Well, I disagree with that. I wouldn't see that.
Well, but you're talking about facts. That's what we do.
That's what we say we do.
Yeah. Well, they're just lying to themselves?
Yeah.
One of those people really is really good.
Oh, no. I think that. No, I don't think that.
Well, then you're saying it. You're hypocritical.
Well, no.
You're saying the same thing. You're saying, well, I don't really like either one of these people.
Yeah, I don't like either one. Like I said on the taping the other, I mean, there's a fair chance there's a fair chance I go into the voting booth and I just abstain from the governor from the gubernatorial race.
Here's
I just not vote.
But this is why that's idiotic.
Also, as a matter of fact, I think that if you were genuinely so dissatisfied with politics, I think you should just go to the ballot and then submit a blank ballot. You can do that. Just go to the ballot, hit skip, you know, next, and then print, and then
you're making some wide sweeps here not making.
It's good stuff.
No, you're making wide generalizations that are not true.
That is not... What do you mean?
You're saying if everybody's so disillusioned with politics...
No. I said if you, by the way, not like you just, you know...
Okay, who's saying they're disillusioned with politics?
Dissatisfied.
I'm not saying that.
Plenty of people.
There are
lots of people who don't vote because they don't think that the parties, I guess, benefit them. But if everybody who thought that...
I don't think that's true.
Well,
the presidential elections turn out big numbers. And that's where you hear lesser of two evils more than anything.
A little over half the voting population.
Yeah, that's the way it's always been.
Okay, well, I mean, if you know, the other half of the voting population that didn't
they
vote.
They say that's why they're not voting. They don't care in general.
And they showed up and they voted a blank ballot.
Well,
something
let me ask
might
you,
happen.
How many of them are registered?
I don't know.
Very few. So how do they even know who the candidates are going to be when they make these broad generalizations? You're not even registered.
Well, I mean, I think that non-registered
people... You can't vote any... If you like the person, you couldn't vote.
I understand that.
Okay, so that's idiotic.
I mean...
That's just what people say so they don't have to go vote. Because they don't do the homework. They don't understand what the people are.
I mean, if you don't want to vote, then say you don't want to vote,
How many people have you ever said, I just don't want to vote? Really had nothing to do with the candidates or the politics. I just don't want to vote. No, they don't say that.
No, I know.
They say what you're saying.
No, I know a couple.
They say what you're saying. It's about the nonsense.
Most of them.
Which is nonsense.
I know.
It's just they don't want to vote.
I know a couple of people.
It's just that they don't want to vote because they don't pay attention to it, and they don't know what's going on, and they're not interested. What's wrong with that? There are many. Do you think 100 people, 100% of the people in America watch baseball?
No.
Do you think 100% of the people in America watch football?
No.
Do you think 100% of the people in America play tennis? Do you think 100% of the people in America listen to the radio? Listen to the nobody does anything 100%. Why would 100% vote?
Well, I'm not saying 100%. I'm just, you know.
Name anything that over half the American politicians...
Slightly over half is a bit of a disappointing
number. Well, give me anything that Americans do over 50% altogether. The same way, on the same day, every 4 years.
Drive. Everybody drives.
No, I'm talking about something that they have to opt into. Like voting. You do it one day, one time, a year.
I don't know. What does that mean? What do you do?
There's nothing. So the voting numbers, in my opinion, are fairly high.
No, I think
for things you have to have interest in.
75. You got your aim for at least 80.
What does this have to do with women? See, you get off on these tangents that make no sense about what we're talking about.
Okay, yes. If I didn't like either Vivek or Amy Acton, and I didn't vote for either of them...
But that's not what I'm saying.
Then my vote doesn't really matter at the end of the day, because it's up to the people who did vote.
Well, it does matter, because they are not equally bad. That's the problem. You're one of these lesser of two evil people.
No.
Well, you must be. I don't like either one of them, so I'm just not going to do anything.
I would not vote
for
Vivek.
But yet you want 75% of the people to vote.
Yes, I want 75%.
But you don't want them to vote for people.
No, you can vote for whoever you want to vote for. I just said that there's a good chance, I don't even know that it's a good chance, there's a chance that I would go into the voting booth and abstain from the gubernatorial race. I would vote on everything else. Just not the gubernatorial race.
Okay, here's but this is how elections work. Let's say, well, you have the Republican primary. Okay, you have Putsch and you have Ramaswamy. Mm-hmm. Well, let's say you like Putsch, and that's who you vote for. Well, guess what? Only one can win. More people vote for Ramaswamy. Mm-hmm. So Ramaswamy's the candidate.
Yep.
So your guy's gone.
That's how primaries are.
Okay, so what do you do now?
Well, I mean, you could always vote for the person still.
That's what I'm saying. Why can't you? You don't always get exactly what you want.
Well, no, I don't mean like. I mean, if you really like the like, if I really like.
Why does it have to be lesser of two evils? Why can't it be the candidate you like the best? You have to like one better than the other.
Sure.
Okay, that's simple. Do that one.
See, that's the same thing as the lesser of two evils.
It's not, because lesser of two evils is saying they're both terrible. The one I like better is the one who is, I think, better suited for the job. That's a better way to put it.
Yeah, but I don't think either of them are particularly well suited for the job.
I don't know that.
None of them have experience.
Okay.
All right.
Well, George Washington didn't have any experience either.
And he had to fight a revolution. Well, he had to fight a... I don't remember what it was called. He had to fight some small scale rebellion of his own because he couldn't pay the troops from the Revolutionary War.
But again,
and they
back
rebelled.
To the original
the
point,
the whiskey rebellion, maybe led by Daniel Morgan.
Why? Yeah, but this means nothing to what we're talking about. Well, the point is,
if he was a great governor, we wouldn't have had to fight a war.
President.
Yeah, sorry. If he was great at governing, there we go. Better.
Well, I think most people rank him as number one.
Well, it's because he founded the country.
I don't think that's why they do it. I think that's why he helped. Set up the government taxation system, the idea that you would only serve two terms as president.
Yes, but I mean, but then FDR came along and had to ruin that whole thing.
Well, and again, tons of people loved FDR. You weren't even alive. You didn't vote for him, but you don't like him for whatever reason.
He did some sketchy things.
But that's again, we're not talking about
that.
He
did some sketchy things.
Back to the original point here is that if it was easy to elect a woman or somebody who was non-white, it would have happened in 100 years.
Well, it's not easy to win an election, period.
Well, apparently. So you just believe that's all just one big coincidence? That all the governors from Ohio have been white men? Just a big coincidence.
I think that most of the people who have run for governor have been white men.
And you think that's a coincidence?
I think that they're, well, I mean...
Because nobody else wanted that job.
I mean, the majority of people in politics are men.
Why is that?
Apparently women either don't want to or don't think they can win. Hmm. And if you don't think you can win, you're probably going to lose.
Okay. So basically, it's just their personality.
No, not necessarily.
It's a personality trait. Mary Ellen has said it. I don't know. It's harder on women. It's harder for women. Now, I would have to assume somebody who has been in politics as a woman starting in 1969.
Yeah, but she also had to. But it's a whole.
I didn't finish the sentence.
It's a whole different thing because she had to, like, the Columbus Club told her she had to go through the side door. She had to fight to go through the front door.
In the 80s.
That's not a thing you had to do.
In the 80s.
Now.
In the 80s.
It's been, like, 50 years.
50 years is not... No, the 80s is not 50 years.
45.
No,
46!
No, it's not 46. The 1980s...
Okay, let's do the...
80s, not 1980. She was still in Marion County at 1980. We're talking 1980s.
40 years.
Maybe. Maybe that. 40 years. 40 years ago, the treasurer of the state of Ohio couldn't go in the front door because she was a woman. And you think there's been some kind of big enlightenment since then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I could just be biased here, but I do. I mean, I think that it's significantly better now than it was 40 years ago.
Yeah, but not good enough. And she was elected.
Yeah.
So there you go. When running for Marion County Treasurer, the man said she couldn't open the vault because she was a woman.
Yeah, but that was also
Again,
that was longer than 40 years ago.
But you act like this isn't even a lifetime.
40? I mean, no, not a lifetime, but I mean,
Not even half a lifetime. Life expectancy is pretty close to 80.
78. 40 years is over half a lifetime.
78 is not close to 80.
78.8. Half a lifetime.
Okay, so that's
over half a lifetime.
1.2 away from 80?
Yeah.
Okay, so 40 is half.
Actually, well, I mean, in Ohio, it's lower than that.
But again,
as a matter of fact, the average age in Ohio,
my point.
No.
Yeah, because you're saying that 40 years ago, the elected treasurer of the state of Ohio couldn't go in the front door.
Well, okay, you know how many people have keeled over since 40 years ago?
You know how many people haven't?
Yeah.
That number's bigger.
Yeah, well, probably. Yeah, probably.
And that's probably the voting population right now.
Maybe.
And there you go. Exactly the point. So how many women do you think were getting elected in the 1980s to office if you couldn't even get in the front door as an elected official of a club in Columbus, Liberal City, Ohio?
What's the question?
There it was. I just gave you the question.
I know, but I missed the first half.
I said, how many people do you think had a good chance in the 1980s of even being elected to office as a woman if an elected state official in Liberal Columbus could not even come through the front door to give a speech that she was asked to give by that group?
You could do it.
You could do it, but it's not a big number. You think the men had that problem?
Well, I mean,
which, again, back to the point that I said, women have it much harder than men when it comes to running for office.
Formerly.
No, people do it today. They will comment on the woman's clothes. They'll comment on the woman's hair.
Who's they?
Everybody. Pundits. People.
Never once have I... I don't even care about people.
10 years ago on this station, Charlie's critique of Hillary Clinton was she needs to do something with her hair.
Oh, yes. The whole Hillary Clinton's hairbrush thing.
Yeah, but she didn't... He didn't seem to think Donald Trump had a hair problem.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think I saw...
Wonder why.
I think I know more people who criticize Donald Trump's aesthetics than I did who commented on
his... No, I'm just saying, this is what people think.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what your hairstyle or your clothes got to do about anything.
Because... Oh, and I don't want to see an ugly woman on the dollar bill, on the $20 bill.
The whole, is that the, like, the Harry
Would
Clinton
you ever say
thing?
That? Yeah, I don't want to see an ugly man. I mean, you have to look at what these things are.
Well, I'm confused. Is that the argument against the Harriet Tubman $20 bill?
No, that was what a lot of people said when it came to people like Eleanor Roosevelt being on the $20 bill and things like that.
I mean, they're not presidents, I guess. But I guess Ben Franklin's not a president. Got to take him off the
100. No, the point is, we're talking about the people who vote. There is... People have a hard time... Talk to women managers in businesses. They will tell you that they tend to listen to the men more than the women.
I don't know.
I will take you to some that you know who will tell you that she's overlooked in meetings because she's a woman and always has been, even though she has a better position than most of the men.
I can tell you that I have liked every woman manager I've had more than the, well, there's,
that's
I don't
not
know.
The opinion. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying treated differently by her bosses, treated differently by her employees. Things said to her and overlooked and talked to in a way that a man would never be overlooked and talked to.
I don't know.
Well, she's just lying, I guess.
Well, I don't think she's lying. I think she believes it.
Well, she believes it. She lived it.
Yeah.
Is she just making that up in her head?
No, like I said, I think she believes it.
So it's wrong, but she believes it.
No, I mean, okay. They did, it's not, I don't even know, it's the whole story. They did an experiment where they, like, gave people, like, fake scars on their face, and then they were going to send them into, like, a faux job interview, and like, they put the scar on their face, let the person see it, and then took away the mirror, and then were like, all right, we're just going to do a couple, you know, quick touch-ups on the scar, make it, you know, a little better, and then they, like, just took it off. And then, but, like, almost all of the people who did that job interview that had the thing, you know, taken off their face, wasn't there anymore, said that they felt like it was referenced or they were treated differently because of it. It, even though it wasn't there. Didn't exist.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, you can believe things. I'm sure it
so you think
hasn't happened.
I'm asking about the specific situation.
Has it happened? I'm sure it's happened.
Okay.
Is it like... Like,
You want to talk about studies? You think there haven't been study after study after study about how women react or men react to a female boss?
Yeah, I'm sure there have.
Poorly.
I don't know.
All I'm saying is to believe that it doesn't... Now, I'm not saying it's a majority of voters, but that's not how elections are won. If enough people, if 5%...
Elections are won by the majority.
No, they're not. Ask Hillary Clinton.
If I have a billion... Oh, yeah.
Ask Kamala Harris.
She didn't win popular vote.
No. She didn't.
Hillary did.
Hillary did.
She should have won.
But she didn't.
Yeah, I understand that. 270 to win, I guess.
So I guess the popular vote doesn't count.
Well, usually. Usually counts for something.
No, but Kamala Harris apparently thinks she didn't have enough time.
I could see that, not having enough time. I mean, I think she did pretty well, considering she only had, like, what, 90 days, something like that?
Well, whatever the title of her book is.
Yeah, I mean, she did pretty good. But I don't think that it's, like, a... Does it happen, like I said? Yes. But, like, I'm sure that also there's, like, Republican crossover to vote for Democrats every year. But is it substantial? No. I'm sure it happens, but I think those people probably won't vote in this election anyway, so it doesn't matter.
No, what I'm saying is if there are 5% of the population that won't vote for a woman, if there's 5% of the population that won't vote for a non-white male, then that is enough to swing an election. Now, again, that's not the majority of people, but it can put you out.
You said 5% for both of them.
Right.
But 5% of your logic, I don't even understand. Okay, if I had 100% of the... Well, let's see. If I had 50% of the votes on this side, 50% of the votes on this side, and you took 5 away from this side because I was a woman, and took 5 away on this side because I was a non-white man...
I'm not saying that'll happen. What I'm saying is... Are you talking about specifically about this race, or are you talking specifically in general?
Well, I think we're talking about this race.
No, I'm saying if this race were a woman and a white male, Amy Acton would be in trouble. Because that 5% is the possibility of staying home. She would lose to the white male. If this male were Vivek and a white male, if up to 5%, if 3% stayed home on his side, the white male would win. The problem is when you have, if we're talking specifically about this race, you have a new... In either category, you're going to get something that's never happened before. So, in this particular race, you are going to get something new, but only because you've got two new things. I'm telling you, if there was a white male on either side, most likely that person would win. And it doesn't matter if they're Republican or Democrat.
I think if that were the logic, they would just run right. They would have just run a white man. Problem solved. You got the election.
It doesn't work that way. Why do you think Vivek is getting challenges at this late date in the Republican primary?
And they're going nowhere.
They are going nowhere, but why do you think it happened? You think because they thought he's a strong candidate?
Well, no, but I don't think particularly any of the people who got in the race against Vivek are strong candidates.
All I'm saying is what we're going to find out in Ohio is where's the bigger bias? And we'll have to wait for election night to figure that out.
I don't know.
Nope, you'll see. And there's a lot of things that figure into that. You know, who has to win in the rural areas? Who has to win in the suburban areas?
As a matter of fact, I think it probably bodes less well for Vivek that he's Hindu than that he's a non-white person.
Those go hand in hand in a lot of people's mind.
Why? Well, I don't think that's how that works, but...
Oh, I do.
Maybe in a lot of people's minds, I guess, but... I mean...
If he were a white male Hindu, I don't think people would even hear the word Hindu. Matter of fact, I don't think Amy Acton will use that against him.
I wouldn't. It seemed not... I don't know. I wouldn't...
I think that
I
would be...
I wouldn't use race against him.
You know who's using that against,
you know
against him? The Republicans. His own party's using that against him.
I wouldn't be doing that either.
Well, they are because they feel...
That's pretty messed up.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
But you're saying people can't have their own minds. Just because you're a Republican doesn't mean you're a Ramaswamy.
I understand that, but, you know, I mean, like, first off, man is in your party, and he is your gubernatorial candidate, whether you like it or not. And secondly,
I like honest people. I like that Jim Renacci, who's a member of the Republican Party, said, yes, it's a problem. I wouldn't take Amy Acton on a bad day, but yes, we got a problem.
With
Vivek being a Hindu.
I think the Hindu, like I said, is more of a problem than...
And if the Democrats don't realize that they've got a problem with Amy Acton being a female, then they're living in a dream world. And why do you think they chose the lieutenant governor candidates that they did? You always choose people for lieutenant governor that'll balance out your problems.
Well, I mean, I think that, what was his name? Mullen?
McCauley?
McCauley, yeah, that's the one. See, I knew I had it wrong.
But, I was wrong.
Yep, but, McCauley, I mean, he has, you know, experience. I think that certainly bodes well, like I said. Vivek doesn't have any experience besides, you know, chumming it up with Charlie Kirk, Elon Musk, Donald Trump.
What's that?
What?
What'd you say?
I said, Vivek doesn't... I mean, McCauley has political experience, which I think bodes well for him. I mean, you know, Vivek doesn't have any political experience besides chumming it up with Charlie Kirk, Elon Musk, and Donald Trump.
Well, there you go. So?
I mean, that's all that he's got to show for it.
Well, and I also don't know that he is considered a big Trump person.
Oh, I mean, Vivek's a Trump person.
No, I think he's backing away from that pretty heavy.
Well, he might be backing away, but I mean, he's a Trump person. I mean, I say it all the time. I mean, the man is literally Trump light.
Not anymore.
When he ran for president, he campaigned just like Donald Trump. Exactly.
He's got a whole
stole quips and everything. Like Donald light.
Yeah, but it didn't work for him.
No, I mean, why would I vote for Donald light when I could have Donald?
Yeah, well. So you think that will work here in Ohio?
Probably, well, maybe not, but I mean, that's...
I don't think he thinks it'll work.
Well, I mean, Donald Trump's rather unpopular right now. I mean, he's underwater in everything.
So your prediction is what? The point was, this is what it is now.
I'm supposed to give a prediction?
Well, isn't that what we're talking about, the race? They've chosen their lieutenant governor candidates. This is the way it is.
Well, you think I'm supposed to pick the winner now?
Well, give you a thought. That's the whole point. Why else are we talking about
it? I mean, like I said, I mean, I think that they make good picks. I mean, David Pepper, I think, you know, he's a good campaigner. I mean, he was, to my understanding, a good head of the Democratic Party. You know, so, I mean, bodes well. I think that McCauley, lots of experience. I think that bodes well.
Okay. So the
good picks.
So the prediction is what?
I don't know.
So you don't have one?
Not yet.
All right.
It's too not close enough.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott and Matt, why you guys don't talk about the NFL? And both of you can give your opinion. There they are. The NFL, you're saying at times that they're better in college and all the college players going to the NFL, but all the NFL coaches are getting fired. And they make millions of dollars. I don't know if many elected officers and stuff in the different counties and stuff making $1 million, but they're making a lot of money. So we're in the wrong thing, aren't we? We have to start arguing about the NFL and college and the players. Hey, I just have a little fun. You guys keep it up, and there won't be no more call-ins. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, no, we appreciate the call-in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't know anything about the NFL.
Well, I'll be talking about the NFL tonight.
Well, okay. The only thing I know about for sure is that the Super Bowl will be less watched this year because Taylor Swift will not be a part of it.
You see, I think...
All right, we're going to break.
Go ahead.
All right, we're going to break.
And then just
I just made up that answer.
And then onward and upward. I like
it. I mean, you always a little bit.